Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And for those of you tuning in, this is Jethro. I hope you're having a great day. We have a lot of callers and we welcome you. And I say we're going to bring in some guest stars and some fun here in just a few minutes. So those of you who are tuning in to the 516-453-6081, don't go anywhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. We as individuals are light workers. We through the years have individually worked with and been able to help acclimate other individuals with their work. We do good to help those who are working with you and ensuring that you're getting that really strong message from the hierarchy in the work. So those who know Psychics Gone Wild, we are wild. We will give away prizes. Those of you know Christmas time is a good time to get following us and go away, because we just pick out people that have sent to psychicjethro.com. There's the website, your information. You will be called out over the air and in the Christmas, as Kathy and Annette and some of our other winners, Vicky, can tell you. You can win up to $200, $300 worth of prizes in the mail. You can get books, tarot cards, individual readings, jewelry, all of it. And those winners will be there. So this is the time of the year to start following the show and get in. We're going to go ahead and open up a little bit. I have a wonderful guest, a very phenomenal lady who has this ability and works with helping people in the area we're going to be discussing today, paranormal, and just all around good person. Axel, how are you doing today?
I'm well, sir. How are you doing?
Great. Now, you're on the other coast, and I know you and our other guests are there. Are you getting this wonderful heat wave we're having in California?
Well, we're getting heat plus a nice sauna to go with it, so you get a shower and a steam bath at the same time.
Oh, and we're getting a little hot already. Those of you tuning in, get ready
to
grab the phones. Yeah, I love you. We're going to grab that phone and we're going to actually pick it up and not just grab it, but we're going to actually answer it, because a wonderful healer and phenomenal psychic and just good individual person that's a light worker, Carl, too, is here. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Beautiful. Just enjoying everything. And we have a lot of people here ready to hear you too. And I want to thank you for coming back, Carl. We have gotten so many individuals writing in Facebook. For those of you who are involved, make sure you go to the Psychics Gone Wild page there. Let us know. You can always send things. That's how you connect through us. And we work through there. For those of you, this is the only time that I do free reading. So you want to catch me here on the show at 516-453-6081 to get those. So, you know, we know what you guys want. We're here to do it for you, and we're going to grab a hold of it. We've got an email, and then we're going to grab some phones. We always take those first a little bit just to give you guys a chance that are listening in to put down your drinks. I had someone's telling me, Jethro, I'm at the fast food window. Give me a minute. I've got my chicken. I know I'm in the queue, but I want to talk to you. Hang on to that chicken and just go ahead and talk to us, because we're wild. We're going to take a minute here and just grab one. We've got an email here. I need to know about the paranormal that is happening in my area. I live in Washington, D.C., and we have been having light work and other individual light above us. I've had people tell me that this is a lot of star people. Axel, can you tell me, are we seeing changes that are paranormal here, or is this something that may be of military nature? What am I seeing in the sky in Washington, D.C.?
I think it also depends on where they live in the city. A lot of the places in the city themselves have people that haven't crossed over. So you have light workers, you have a lot of the Z and millennials there, but you also have people that have never left. So it would depend on where they are in the city and where they're living. And they could be actually living in a house or a very colonial kind of building. And it may not have been cleared, and there's people in the building itself. So I would have to say that it would depend on where they're living and sort of what's going on with them personally.
Very good, and thank you. We've got here, Devin's writing in. I need to know, ask Carl, have you ever seen any of these light work? I have been over a couple of times and have experienced them riding the subway here, and I do feel that there is definitely something there. Have you ever seen things in your time over here in this area in the East Coast?
Yes, in my own house. my house is on an old Civil War battleground. It's the Battle of Coffee Hill was fought here. And years ago, when we first built the house and moved in, we had entities here, very playful ones. I could be sitting watching TV at night and everyone else is in bed, and all of a sudden a fire truck that belonged to my son would go lights and sirens across the floor. Stuff like that. One night the alarm company called and said, there's something in zone so-and-so, and I, should we send the police? I said, no, I'll go check it out. If you don't hear from me in a minute, then send the police. And I saw nothing, and they came out and checked the alarm system and found nothing wrong with it. And then my wife did see one night, she was getting ready to go up the stairs, and she saw an image of a Confederate soldier. So definitely right around the corner.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, this is real. This is here. We're going to grab those phones for those of you wanting those readings. I love it. Today we've got that time. So we'll be given a few minutes and to really do the respect of it. You know, just I welcome you guys to have that few minutes. You'll get probably 4 or 5 minutes actually tops because we have so many people calling. And we welcome all of you fans. Remember to follow on the right side so you can listen to the show. We're going to grab 775. You are live on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi, thank you very much.
Hey, this is Jethro, and you are?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Welcome, Wendy. You have a question for one of our lovely people, and you can pick your choice. We have Carl and Axel here wanting to help and loving the day.
Well, thank you. I want to make sure that I'm going to be okay. I'm on a medical leave, and my employer is administratively separating me from the company on October 14th, if you can read between the lines. However, the good news is I will continue to collect income, so to speak, from the group insurance. So all it takes is a continuous note from my doctor periodically, basically stating due to my condition, I cannot work. So will this be able to last through October of 2021?
So I would actually, this is, there are things that I see in the realm of, you know, when people come through these things. I have to say, because of the economy and because of everything else that's going on, that there's the psychic part of me that says, I believe it's going to be okay. But the Washingtonian in me says, consult an attorney, because an attorney can actually place it in the right path for you and say, here's your rights, here's their rights, let's make sure they're aligned, and let's just make it concrete, because that's the most absolute health process going forward you could have, is peace of mind. So I believe that you're going to be fine. But I would definitely say to consult an attorney, because they're awesome. They'll tell you, here's the law, here's what they forgot to do, and here's a loophole that can get them out of this in a month or two. So I would definitely say to speak to an attorney. I mean, what are your thoughts, Carl?
I agree. As soon as the questioner is asked, I think you will be able to do it. But the first thing that popped into my mind or my sight was hoops. And said to me that you are going to have to jump through some hoops to keep this going. But yes, I think you will be able to, and I think what Axel just said, you might need to consult a disability specialist or an attorney.
Okay. And also a civil rights attorney as well, just to close the loop.
Okay, well, I think I understand what you're telling me. Even the HR lady told me yesterday that I've done absolutely nothing wrong in the world. I got sick. That's what happened. And but I find it incredible that they will basically send me money from group insurance up until October 13th, 2021. It'll just take periodic notes from my doctor. So I will check into the legality of this, because I've done nothing wrong, even as HR says. But are you both saying essentially that I will be able to get the notes that are required periodically and stay on this group insurance until October 13, 2021?
I believe you will, because
yes.
Doctors have to close the loop as well, and they have to make sure that they're covered. So if a doctor told you you're disabled, they're not going to say you're sort of disabled like 6 months from now.
Right.
And also, just to be clear, when you get this money, it's usually a percentage of your salary. So you need to make sure it's like of 100% of your salary, are you getting 60%, 70%, 80%? You may want to ask that question.
It'll be close to my regular paycheck.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
we
I think people right now, too, don't want to go too far afield with it. They want to make sure you're okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, and have a great day, Wendy. And we've got 954. How are you doing, 954? I'm sorry, you guys that are getting dropped off the phone. We're trying to move real quickly. 954.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Mary, good to talk to you. We're in the show, and you're on Wild with Axel and Carl.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay. I have a question. I'm having some difficulties with a partner right now, and I see his anxiety level and frustration seem to be over the top right now, despite the COVID and everything else. And I'm just wondering how you see things going and kind of if this is a medical issue or just personality or what's going on. If you can give me any insight, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. The first thing I got was usually when people are pent up for a long time and they're either a caretaker or a breadwinner and the funnel isn't there, they get very anxious because their role is being undermined. So
He's not a caretaker and he's
right.
not.
Right. Meaning men think of themselves as caretakers of women. Generally speaking. And so I think the anxiety that gets pent up is that they're not, in their estimation, being able to fulfill their 100% abilities right now. And they're also being told no a lot. So I would have to say that this is a temporary thing. And I think that COVID's going to dip into October, November, but I think January on, it's going to clear up.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that. You think he just started a new job and he seems to like it. It's quite new. Would you think he'll be there for a while? It'll be good for him.
I'm getting
a yes.
I do too.
It keeps him busy and out of my hair for a while too. It keeps him, you know,
hobbies
gives
are
me
other
a little
things.
Yeah, it gives
yeah.
me some.
I think this is, like Axel said, personality. And everyone's personality is changing during these times, you know, because of the extra stress or that. But I think once we get beyond this, you know, things will taper off and things will be fine between you.
Well, his friends and, you know, neighbors and things, he's like, you know, the jolly good guy. But to me, he's like an ogre, you know. It's like I'm getting all the bad side and they're getting the good side or something right now.
That's
know.
Because he feels safe
Not
around
a,
you.
Right.
No, I don't know. Safe, but
not in common. They're closer to you too.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
We love
catch
you.
It. All right. Thank you. Love you back.
Have a great day. We love this. Those of you tuned in, we have a little bit of things going here, where so we can hear everybody. We're live at 516-453-6081. 315. You are live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today, 315?
I'm good, Jethro. It's Annette.
Hey, New York has called in again. I love it. This is one of our winners and all-time fans. Cool ladies. How you been, Annette?
Oh, half and half.
Oh, my God, you're like the best.
What's that?
You got a question for Axel and Carl today? They're our readers, and welcome back. We love you.
Thank you. I love you, too, as you know. I was just wondering if I could have a general reading of like anything that you see in my life between now and December. Just a general reading.
I see that things are going to be financially good. I also see that we're going to come to a bit of a crawl between mid-September
to about the beginning of November, planetary alignment wise. And then I think in the new year, it's going to be once the COVID is pretty much nipped, I think that you're going to be good going forward. I see like a clear path.
All right.
Carl?
I pretty much agree with that. I'm thinking a little bit further down the road, maybe like March. But then I think things will level out and should be a clear path also.
Well, like I signed up for disability. Is that kind of like what you're saying is getting approved?
I saw dollar signs coming up. When I saw, when you started to speak, I saw dollar signs, and I saw a lot of dollar signs.
Okay. Righty. Well, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Love
you. Thank
have a great
you.
Evening.
And,
you're welcome.
Love you
Wild
too, honey. Thank you.
Facebook friend, and we got you guys coming again and going again, and we've got other people calling in. Jethro, I got to tease you a little bit on the show. I heard earlier about your wonderful party in Salt Lake City. Yeah, well, that was back in the day. And what we want to do and what we want to go great with is I love all of you, and that is wild, but yes, I do play the guitar, so surprise. But what I really got to have for those of you that are tuning in, this is what we love about it, is those are friends and we stay friends. I've got people all over the world, and I want to talk to you guys about something really intense. This is Christmas coming up. For those of you that are putting in psychicjethro.com, you know that we will be giving those prizes away every year. I am working with it. We're bringing in some other individuals who bring in their names, the books. I want to thank you, Lynn Andrews, for some of your wonderful new tarot cards and books and some of the things that we have been giving away. You know, she was a best New York writer, very phenomenal lady in Arizona, just a phenomenal shaman. And I want all of you guys that are contacting to make sure and take that time. We have other people that are connecting for Christmas, so you're not going to be alone, Annette, and other friends that are there. Those are what we're doing. We have a winner here, and those of you know that we are looking and have given out to Kathy Stewart. You have won a prize, and we have also Jeanette Cassetto, and you have, you've got your email, I sent it to you. You have also won a set of earrings from Psychics Gone Wild, some really nice amethyst ones. So definitely grab a hold of the phones. I know all of you are going wild, and that's what we do. That's why we keep having you call back. And we're the one to contact at our new number, 516-453-6081. We're going to grab that phone, and I know you want us to grab the phone, but we're having a little bit of Jethro's got fat fingers. 650, you're live. How are you, 650? Sorry, it's been a lot of people calling in. How are you, 650? Would you like to talk to Axel and the wonderful Carl? 650? I think 650 is the person probably getting the chicken, and we'll let them get back to it. We'll come back to you. Eat your chicken. Nobody's after your chicken. We want to have a great time, and so we're going to grab one of the other phone numbers right here, and I love the fact that you guys are really calling in, and we've got a bunch of you. I just have to have a little bit of trouble here, and I want to thank all of you that have wrote me about this. We are working on it. How about 631? 631, how are you today?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You got up there. You pushed people out of the way. You're one of those girls that needs a call. We want to talk to you.
Well, I am so glad that I'm talking with you. Thank you so much. I would like some insight. There was a dog that was badly injured, and with combined efforts of many of us, we were able to find a rescue for this dog. And I really wanted to keep the dog, but I knew that the rescue was in a better situation financially to care for the dog because he had several injuries. And I'm hoping to adopt this dog, and I've been doing a lot of work on him energetically, Reiki and different types of modalities. And I'm curious, I'm hoping that he is feeling my energy and he knows the source from which the energy is coming from, since I did care for him for the first 24 hours. And I'm wondering how long his rehabilitation and treatment will take, and what my chances are of being the one that gets the adoption once he's fully recovered.
I'm going to let Carl speak to the Reiki.
First thing that popped up when you asked the time for rehabilitation, the two popped into my head, which could mean 2 weeks, 2 months. I'm thinking more like 2 months. And yes, I do think the dog feels the Reiki. I don't know exactly if he knows where it's coming from. You know, it's, I know he, you know, I can tell you, I'm sure he feels it. But it's strange to an animal that, you know, doesn't know about these things. You know, when I send Reiki to somebody, it's, you know, they know beforehand, or, I let them know, hey, I'm going to be, you know, sending you Reiki at 4 p.m. or something like that. But I do think, your chances of adopting a dog are good.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so very much. I felt the same way. I was just looking for a little validation. And I appreciate the 2 month time frame. I thought it would be around that time too. So thank you so very much.
Definitely. And so contact us at Psychic Jethro. We have a very nice gift that I do work with the animals on it, and I love to give you one of our carnelian necklaces so that you can have that extra protection with that totem work of the wolf. And we welcome you to talk to us later again. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you so very much. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, and have one. And we are going a little wilder for those of you that are tuning in. We still are sliding into base. We've got a lot of calls going through, and I have some friends that are writing in. Ask Axel the question, Jethro. Okay. Markle is writing in. He wants to talk to Axel a little bit and have her talk a little bit about the paranormal. Axel, talk to me about it. I have been hearing about this for years, and I'm not certain where the paranormal actually stands in this, but I would like to hear what your opinion is on that.
Absolutely. So paranormal, in as a general description, if you will, could be anything from, precognition, remote viewing, psychokinesis, telepathy, UFOlogy, things that are like a little bit out of the natural. So pre-natural would be natural. Thomas Aquinas stated that the supernatural was God's unmediated action. So it's been a while since people have been speaking about things that are otherworldly. Probably the best person, if you want to look at supernatural, or if you have questions about your own life and how it relates to you, is to actually go ahead and book some time with Jethro, because he really helps you understand, like, in 01 A through Z, what's going on with you personally. And also what different things mean when they come into your life. Another fun thing to look at around this time of year, because Halloween's coming up, is different 14 times. You know, obviously, you're going to read lots of fun things about cryptozoology and Bigfoot in these things. The Independent Investment Group has sort of a running monetary sum of $100,000 to $250,000. For anyone who can do 2 controlled tests for paranormal. So, Jethro, you need to go make that money. And that's pretty much, for the paranormal. If you're speaking directly about Washington, D.C., this is the greatest time of year for paranormal, because, A, we're in an election year, so that's paranormal. And, B, a lot of the different homes in the area are haunted. So you can go anywhere from Lafayette Park to Dolly Madison's Octagon House. And then you can also take a look at Evelyn Walsh's mansion, which is super fun. It's now the Indonesian embassy, and people still see her around the staircase this time of year. My favorite place is a little bit outside of Washington in Annandale, Virginia. It's called Oak Hill. It's a house I actually grew up in with a friend of mine, you know, after school. And we had seen some crazy things. We didn't realize that during the Civil War, pre-Civil War, there were some different actions, military actions, on the Fitzhugh property lines. And the Fitzhugh, there were 3 Fitzhugh properties that actually both sides of the war said that they would leave alone. I had no idea that was a thing. But a few of the soldiers from each side were trying to come in and hide, and somebody did get the old bayonet. And during the November time frame, which we thought was weird, we would see locks being thrown off windows on upper floors and red paint that would drip incessantly, and it was around the 5th of November every year, and sure enough, that's when the event is actually cataloged in their record. So D.C. is a fantastic place in the surrounding area. I would say, you know, 100, 200 miles in any direction of D.C., you're going to find some fun houses.
Thank you, Alex. And we've got here going in with Axel. And those of you, I just messed up. It's Axel. And those of you tuning in, Carl, we have an individual here looking to work with Reiki and curious about what does Reiki mean. We've heard a lot about it. My husband would love to have a session. He is having some problems with his joints and physical. He's in his 60s. What would you tell me about Reiki to make me talk my husband into getting a treatment? Denise in Virginia.
Reiki is considered or universal life force energy. Everything is energy. And what Reiki does is helps the body to direct its energy to heal itself within reason. So a Reiki practitioner will help channel that energy, additional energy from the universe. There are different kinds of Reiki. There's Sekhim, which is universal light energy. Regular Reiki or Sui Reiki is just general life force energy. But the idea is the Reiki practitioner will spend time moving their hands over the body and let their hands guide them. But it's definitely great for relaxation, helps alleviate depression. And then it just lets the body heal itself. Again, I said this once before on a show is, you know, if I had a brain tumor, I don't think I'd just depend on Reiki. But Reiki is a good adjunct therapy. Many hospitals use it now. Over 400 hospitals in the U.S. Use Reiki now for healing, especially with chemotherapy patients. So, you know, the best thing to do is try it and, you know, see how he feels afterwards. And if so, then, you know, do it regularly.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, we're at that part. We've got a couple of minutes left. We want to thank you, Axel and Carl, and all of the listeners that have called in. We have quite a few of you that are checking. Make sure you catch us on these shows. This is the time to get that little bit. Keep following along. We'll be back next week. We've got all new lineup. We've got all new things. Axel, I have to know why my sister has something paranormal with her. It is a very large energy. It is very much, and it is a joke because it's her boyfriend. He is a little bit out of this world. Can I get her to quit dating this thug? Because he keeps trying to get her into trouble. Do you think I should say something because I'm her brother, or should I just be careful about that paranormal man? His name actually is Norman.
Poor Norman. I don't know. I feel like I live in a world with people that Norman could be somebody in technology. He could be somebody in sort of a different kind of field than the norm, high IQ or in an intuitive field. So people don't always relate or translate to people like that. So, I mean, if she's happy, that's really all that matters. I mean, you can always look him up online and see if there's like a rap sheet somewhere, but I think it'll be fine. I just think whenever people sort of make decisions of like that person's weird, then you really have to look at, okay, well, that's today, but in the next upcoming years, that 1 in 10 might be 8 in 10. So you got to get used to it now. That's all I'm saying.
Love it.
I
Thank
agree
you,
with
guys.
You 100%.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, anything you want to tell everyone before we go out the door and be able to come back next week, same time, same station? Anything you want to say, Axel or Carl?
Yeah, sure. I would like to thank everyone for calling in, for dialing in, for texting, and for Facebooking in, and to just be happy and, you know, just you've got to stay calm. Things are going to be weird for a little bit of time. People are going to find, you know, I think Halloween might get canceled-ish, but pumpkins will be something prominent in the future, whether it's health or medicine. That's all I can say on that.
Carl?
Yeah, I thank you for having me. Actually, this is a pretty good time astrologically, although, you know, a lot of emotions will be running high. But we'll get through it. And everybody, as I always say, live in love and light, and things should be good.
And always book time with Jethro if you have any questions. He will put your mind at ease.
I love you guys, Psychic Soiled. Stay wild. It is the way to be. And remember, Sarah Bruno, you won a psychic circle tonight. We'll see you Friday on WebEx. Let's go wild. Have a great day. See you again.